Democratic lawmakers, along with the League of Women Voters, rallied outside the Senate chambers for bills that would allow same-day voting and early voting by mail in New York State. Senate Democratic leader Andrea Stort-Cousins says the most recent presidential election should serve as a wake-up call about the importance of voting and access to polling machines.
We have an abysmal voting turnout record, and frankly, if people have more options, they will be able to get to the polls. I think nobody doubts what the consequences of elections really are. If you were asleep before, I think everybody's awake now.
Governor Cuomo, who said in March that he would try like heck to achieve voting reform, was more pessimistic in mid-April about the chances for any types of reforms.
There is no political will to do it. Otherwise, we would have done it in the budget.
The League of Women Voters' Jennifer Wilson strongly disagrees. Speaking in front of around 200 supporters, she says many members of the public are more eager for change than ever.
When I look out there and I see the people who care about this issue, who are going to these different marches, who care about our democracy, I think it's ridiculous. Of course we care. We're all here, and it's not just us. It's other groups. And of course the members care about these issues, and we want to get them done, and we want to get them done this year.
The voter access bills move through committee in the Assembly, but are stalled in the Senate.
Senate 3984 by Senator DeFrancisco, an act to amend the state finance law and the education.
Meanwhile, in the state Senate, which is controlled by Republicans, the Finance Committee voted to move on another reform bill. It would add more oversight to the state's economic development project contracting process. Nine former associates of Governor Cuomo, including his former closest aide, have been charged by federal prosecutors with corruption, including bribery and bid rigging, in connection with the procurement of contracts for some of the governor's largest economic development projects, including the Buffalo Billion. Bill sponsor, Senate Deputy Majority Leader John DeFrancisco, says the measure would reinstate the power of the state controller to have oversight authority over the economic development projects. Senator DeFrancisco, speaking in the hallway before going into a party conference, also disagrees with Cuomo's assertion that the legislature does not have the will to do reform.
There's no will for reform in the executive branch either if it's dealing with issues like this, like the procurement bill, because it's the last thing I think you would want. Because it's the last thing he would want.
Why do you say that?
Because it restricts his ability to do what he wants to do when he wants to do it. Someone else is looking over the contracts, and that's exactly why it's necessary.
DeFrancisco admits he, along with most lawmakers, voted to cut the controller out of the review process in 2011, but he says he did not at the time realize the full implications of the change.
It was a mistaken vote if I voted for it, and that's why we got to correct it.
Cuomo at the time argued that the economic development projects would move faster without additional layers of oversight. Controller Tom DiNapoli has feuded with Cuomo in the past. The governor proposed creating his own inspector general to review economic development contracts, but Senator DeFrancisco says that's a non-starter. The measure has a majority party sponsor in the Assembly, and Senator DeFrancisco predicts it could be approved and sent to the governor's desk before the session ends in June for Cuomo to sign or veto. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.